Week number two, Locker Room Chats here on a Thursday on 92.1 KMZA, part of the MSU Sports Radio Network. We're right now here with head coach of the Valley Heights Mustang boys team, Kenny Steinfort. This Locker Room Chat is brought to you by Blue Valley Technologies. Again, here are already two games of the season here for the Valley Heights Mustangs. An 0-2 start, loss against Marysville, 61-35, then a loss against Axtell here on Tuesday this week. So, coach, real quick, kind of tell me about those two games there for you. I know, again, just a very young unit being ran up there on the floor. I know there's already an early injury there on your team, but again, kind of walk me through those first two games there for you on the season.
Yeah, you know, we played two nice basketball teams, or really good basketball teams that, you know, come out and pressure you man-to-man. You know, as you mentioned, we're extremely young. We've got a good chunk of our kids that are playing that played junior high basketball last year and are stepping into a varsity role as freshmen and are having to contribute there. And it's just, you know, it's just a big step for those kids. And, you know, as we keep talking, each and every day is just, we just try to get better a little bit each day and see the small victories and everything. But no, they, you know, we played two good teams. You know, last night we played Axtell, who will be at the top of our league and probably one of the better teams we will play this year.
And you look at those freshman performances from yesterday against Axtell, who right now are the number one ranked team of Class 1A Division 2, a chance to definitely go out and win that state title again. But you look at some of the performances. You had Miller with 5 points. Smircek had 5 as well. You know, Nemechek, he had 4 points. So, again, I know it's kind of low on the scoring total there, but, again, you kind of look there in that game. You look at the details, and you saw a lot of really phenomenal footwork, I mean, elusiveness and quickness on the floor from some of your young guys, especially in that early first half on that game against Axtell, especially from, you know, your freshman players.
Yeah, you know, we came out I wouldn't say we pushed them or anything, but, you know, we did come out and have a nice little run there early on there in the first quarter. And like you said, we know we got a good freshman group. I mean, they're really a talented group but they're just, you know, it's just hard to contribute at that level. And all those people you mentioned that scored points were all freshmen. I believe the Clay's kid, Bryson, there had 10 points, which was good to see him step up and get into double digits now, you know, since we're, Everson Parker's out and not playing in this game here and probably won't play till after Christmas sometime.
Here, looking up to your upcoming schedule here on Friday, Riley County of the Big East, and then also to follow that up, another Big East opponent against Nemaha Central next Tuesday. Again, stepping out of your league, playing a higher classification, back-to-back opponents in Class 3A. You know, what's going to be the adversity challenge here in these two games, but then also, I mean, what's the game plan upcoming here against these two really well-rounded teams?
Well, yeah, I mean, there's nobody on our schedule that's a slouch or we don't have any gimme games out there, and especially when you got a young team. And, you know, we're just going to, you know, game plan for both games. We have to control the basketball and not have the turnovers that we've been having. You know, we've had lots of turnovers the last couple games and that have led to easy layups or transition points. And we've got to correct those mistakes and fine tune our offense and fine tune our defense to get to where we can get in and compete, whether we can push it or stay in a half court offense. I think the biggest thing that's killing us right now is we're turning the ball over too much and not getting good rebounds. So, you know, game plan going against those teams is to come out and compete and try to work on those two facets of the game and hopefully we can get some more production offensively out of some of these young guys.
Yeah, and then a real quick last question here. I mean, you look at these upcoming games, they're both at home, including the Centralia game as well. That'll be next Friday. So you kind of have a nice slate where you're at home. I mean, do you kind of feel like that factors in anything? You get some more comfortability to those younger guys? I mean, how do you think a home court advantage plays here in this next couple of games?
Well, I mean, the nice thing about being at home is, you know, you're on your home court. It's where you're practicing pretty much night in and night out. So you're familiar with the court, with the baskets and the rims, and you get your home crowd and everything. So, I mean, that definitely helps us. Our biggest challenge right now is our youth and it's just getting better and playing some really, really good stiff competition. But yes, I agree. The home court does help us out in the fact that we're used to the court and the rims and having the crowd there.
Well, Coach, I appreciate your time as always jumping in here and joining us for week number two. Coach, thank you and good luck on your upcoming games.
All right. I appreciate you covering Mustang Athletics.
That was head coach Kenny Steinfort from the Valley Heights Mustang Boys. Again, upcoming here, Riley County on Friday, and then next Tuesday, Nemaha Central.